Glad you could join us here. Good of you to be here because we have, well, some information you're probably going to want to know about here with the Econ Club of Marquette County joining us this morning. President is Tom Baldini. The VP is Joe Esbrook. And it's the Econ Club, but, you know, this, you know, if someone wants to be a part of this or someone hears about a speaker they want to hear about, Joe, there is availability for people. It's not like you lock the doors and you've got a secret handshake and all this other stuff.
You know, it's funny you mention that, is that every year we have a membership drive. And, you know, the board is all assigned with some names of some businesses in the community. And we go up and talk to some folks, and they say, we ask them, well, why haven't you joined the club? And they say, we've never been asked. And it's really not that formal. It's a very close-knit group. Very, you know, one thing I like about it is the camaraderie you have at the social hour. You get to see people you haven't seen, you know, for the month, but very important people that you can network with. You know, and share information with, and you know, just have a good time with. So you don't have to be asked to join the Economic Club, right, Tom?
Right. Matter of fact, one of the things about the club is we don't ask you to do anything except pay your dues and come to the meetings.
And if you don't come to the meetings, you're named president and vice president.
There you go.
But we you know, it's not one where we're asking. I mean, a lot of the fraternal groups do a great job, as we know here in the Marquette County area, but this club, we don't ask members to you know, sell things or put on those festivities that make Marquette what it is. And we just ask them to come to the meetings and pay their dues. So
now, you said you meet monthly, but where and when, more importantly, folks want to be a part of this or at least want to take a look, I mean, if nothing else, just show up and find out what's going on here. Where do you meet, when do you meet, what's going on?
Right, Mark. Well, for 33 years we've been meeting at the Ramada Inn of Marquette, and social hour starts at 6 o'clock. That goes from 6 to 7, and then we have a dinner, and then after that we have our guest speaker for the evening. And you know, we do have a dress code. It's business. However, it's not a stuffy group. You know, we're starting to get a broad age group. We're starting to attract more youth.
Is that
youth.
A subtle way of saying you're getting older, Joe?
I think so, yeah. Well, Tom mentioned he's been here. He's one of the founding fathers of the group.
That just makes him seasoned.
That's right.
So, yeah. Again, the dates are posted. Is that, I mean, these are out.
We're online. Okay. Yeah, we can go to our website online, Marquette Economic Club. So when you type it in, all the letters. So you get two E's with Marquette and Econ together, and club with economic.org. Then you can check it out, and you can also log on to come to the meetings.
Well, and the other thing, too, is there's a multitude of people that I'm sure folks are already, they already know, that are a member or have been a part of this group for a while. So that's the other thing, too, is just, you know, ask them, hey, I heard about this Econ Club. Do you know anything about it? Odds are someone's going to say, yeah, I'm a member of that.
Yeah. Well, we make a real effort to bring people in to speak to us, give us a message that we think has some relevance to us and impact what we're going to do. Wind energy, the Ford Motor Company, Brian Cloy out of Steelcase, the worldwide economic. What is the UP? How can we get engaged in that? World economic information, and Two Men in a Truck.
Remember those trucks?
Pardon me?
I remember those trucks.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you know, they're NMU grads, so we always try to do that also and bring them back. And that's important.
And the thing, too, and you know, we hear a lot on the street about how, you know, the economic downturn and all this other stuff, and there's been some effect here, but there's almost a shield to a certain degree, it seems, around this area, because we do have a lot of entrepreneurial people and a lot of people that do listen to the people that come in to talk to them about it. I mean, there's a lot of value to what you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm. It really, and we also have a number of corporate sponsors that have said, hey, we want to encourage this. You know, Cliffs and Hetrick and Associates, Marquette General Hospital has been involved with us, Northern Michigan University, Range Bank, and Snyder Drugs has been with us for years, the UP Health Plan, UPCO, and Edward Jones Investment. These people have been with us, and they've been a corporate sponsor, so they put a little extra money in to help us manage our finances.
And that says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot.
When the private sector comes up with their checkbook and says, hey, we're going to vote with our checkbook, we think this is a good cause for Marquette.
September 21st is the first one for this particular year. Brian Cloyd, again, with a steel case. He is the speaker. Again, this is at the Ramada Inn. It is monthly with the Ramada Inn, and the website is MarquetteEconomicClub.org. Keep that in mind. It is .org. And, of course, we encourage you to find out more, and it's always great to have you guys in here to see what's going on. Looks like an exciting year for you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk about the club.
Not a problem. And when you got the speakers coming in, make sure you let us know. Tom Baldini joining us here, Joe Esbrook with the Econ Club of Marquette County. And again, the 21st of September, that first meeting. And you can find out more. The website, once again, is MarquetteEconomicClub.org.